The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. An Advent text in Easter. I gotta say, I was surprised. And I heard all these great stories of why we're hearing an Advent text in Easter. Someone told me that this was read at Marcy's ordination, and so it has deep meaning. Is that true?
No.
Okay, nothing more. Then I heard that it has to do with Marcy's call to do social justice. Is that true? No. Marcy did tell me that it was dear to her, but she didn't go far enough to say what she was thinking and feeling, because Marcy's too humble. But I can tell you, because I was there. You see, I got to play Gabriel the angel in this Christmas play. It was last Reformation Day that I sat with your church council, it was St. Luke's week is when it was, and asked, I asked, the question went like this, here's the question, "I want you to do something new." And then I got to be Gabriel and go to Marcy and say, I believe God is calling you to St. Luke's in Grand Rapids. A call where people start out. An associate call. Because I believe God has something new in mind. And I believe God is going to create a good, new, amazing team here. Because that had been my experience in prayer. I do pray over these call processes. And as I prayed for an associate for St. Luke, I heard it in my head. Marcy Miller. And I thought, that's crazy. An associate call for Marcy? And I imagined what it would have been like for Gabriel to go into the boss and get the word that he was going to a virgin named Mary, who was a kid, and being told, tell her she's going to give birth to the Savior of the world. She's going to bear the Christ child into the world. Crazy. And then it occurred to me that this is the way God always seems to work. God picked Moses to go and speak to Pharaoh, to bring the people out of Egypt, slavery in Egypt. And Moses said, I don't speak well publicly. God sent the prophet Nathan to Jesse's family to anoint a new king. And they brought in the whole lot of them, big, burly guys. And Nathan said, this is it. And God said, slow down, because God does not see like mortals see. And after rejecting all the big, strong, tall ones, Nathan asked, you got any more? And Jesse said, we got the scrawny kid that's out with the sheep. And Nathan said, go get him, because knowing God, that's the one. Jesus entrusted the church to Peter, who denied him. Jesus entrusted the Gentile mission to Paul, who persecuted him. Jesus entrusted the gospel to Mary Magdalene. God entrusted the Christ child to Mary in the Magnificat. And even Jesus was an unexpected messenger, born in a manger, dying on a cross to proclaim God's power, God's unconditional love, and God's never-ending life. Yeah, Marcy's too humble to compare herself to Mary, but is the Gabriel in this story, I can tell you that Marcy sensed God's call and God's nudge to an unexpected call. And in the end, she sang a song of gratitude, just like our Lord's mother. So the fact that you are called to this place, to this ministry at this time is surprising, because you're not young and you don't play guitar, I don't think. Air guitar, she says. But it's not surprising at all, because it's consistent, it's in keeping with who our God is and what our God does. Picks unexpected people to do God's work. The other side of this, of course, is none of these people received small tasks, did they? They were all monumental. Lead my people out of slavery in Egypt. Be king over Israel. Bear the Son of God. Proclaim the gospel. Lead my church. Open my church to the Gentiles. So Marcy and St. Luke, I really believe that God is bringing you together to give birth to something amazing. And I think I said that when you showed up.
You did.
And I said I wanted to come back and see what it was. Right?
And here you are.
And here it is. And here it is. The first step of something new. Behold, I am doing a new thing, the prophet says. Do you not see it? Before I do it, I'll let you know. And it's going to be as big as giving sight to the blind and restoring the prisoners, bringing them out of their dungeons. It's going to be huge. I don't know what it is, but I know this. She won't do it alone. And thus we hear from Romans that we each have a role to play. We each have a place. We are the body of Christ. So in St. Luke, you will do it together. And these two will push you to figure out what St. Luke's place is, what St. Luke's role is, what part of the body St. Luke's will be in the churches in Grand Rapids and in our synod and in the world. I guess as the angel Gabriel, it must have been fun to watch Mary sing. Don't you think? To do the jig, "My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord." Marcy, I'll be listening for your song. Welcome. Amen.